Y'all, this is Mika.
And Rick.
And it's another episode of the Talk Pit.
Yeah. So,
I want to talk about this. This morning, I was having a weird dream. And while I was having this weird dream, the Amber Alert went off.
Okay.
And it freaked me out, right? Because I'm telling you, I keep on having these dreams of, like, just the world going crazy. Like, people running in the streets, power grid is down, chaos, like lawlessness everywhere, right? So In the middle, like, you ever had a dream that just felt so real that, like, something just, like, pulled you up out of your dream and you, like, jumped? That's exactly what happened at 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, that's real. Literally was mid-dream, like, everybody in the dream going crazy, like, we're gonna die. And then next thing you know, my phone is going off, both phones is going off in the room, and I'm sitting there like,
Amber Alert,
what? I didn't, that's what I was not thinking that when I woke up. I woke up and I was like, it's
over.
Happening.
It's happening. Is over.
The end is here. The world is over. Let's go to survival mode. It took me like 2 minutes to realize that wasn't happening. When I tell you, I woke up in shock, like, oh my God.
I didn't get an Amber Alert at all.
I think you had to be in a certain area. So I think this was happening by.
No, my phone was in a constant state of dead. Oh. So okay. When I woke up, Okay. It did show me that it came, but
It was a lot of people that didn't get it. Like, I saw a lot of people on Instagram saying that they didn't get it.
Yeah, well, you know what? You know why? They may have AT&T. You know, AT&T had an outage this week. You got AT&T?
I got T-Mobile. Okay. But I heard they had an outage in Verizon Wireless. I do want to get into that. But I want to get into this Amber Alert.
Well, the young lady has been found.
Yep.
She has been returned home safely.
Yep. But I think that, like, everything surrounding this incident is something that should be talked about. Okay, so this is what happened. So a grandma went to the gas station at about, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, and she had her 3-year-old granddaughter in the back seat, or in the car. I can't say she was in the back seat, but right. I'm just thinking, like, consciously. And she left the car running at the gas station because she was only going in for a second. And as she was going in, a man jumped in the car and started pulling off with the baby in the car.
Okay.
Now, I've seen a lot of people comment saying, like, why would you even leave the baby in the car and leave the car running, leave the doors unlocked? But I guess and I can't speak for what's in her mind.
Think about this. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
In Detroit.
Yeah.
And you just running into the store. One, you don't want to take the baby out the car at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was cold. So you left the car running so that the baby is not cold.
Right.
If it's somewhere that you're used to going, or this is a practice that you have all the time, going to this store, you feel comfortable there. So that's what you do. You will park in a convenient area, but you're not going to take the kid out the car.
Right.
And you're not going to turn off the car. Like,
right.
Don't freeze to death because they might be stealing. Because you've done this hundreds of times before.
That's what I'm thinking.
So it's like, it's not something that you're thinking about, like, somebody's gonna steal my car. So I mean, I understand where she's at. It's a force of habit. It's something that you've been doing, and you just ran in and you were running back out.
Right.
Now, the way thieves steal now, running in is long enough for somebody to run up, jump in your car, and take off,
especially at 3 o'clock in the morning, like, you
right
know? But it's like, I guess it puts me in a mindset of, like, we've all done things that consciously we're not really supposed to do because you're not, you know that you're not supposed to leave a kid in the car, but we've all done something that you wasn't supposed to do, and you keep on doing it, and it doesn't necessarily have consequences,
right.
But that one day that the consequences actually hit and it actually becomes real is so scary because it's been a lot of things. Like, I know I'm not supposed to speed, right? And I haven't gotten a ticket in a long time because I'm a G, you know what I'm saying?
They don't say that.
Not saying I ain't slow.
Don't be, like, playing with karma.
I slow down.
Don't be playing with karma out here.
I'm
going to tell you.
I changed my ways, Lord. But I have slowed down. But I remember speeding 100, 120. Mind you, I had me a little shooter. You know, my car got up there. So I used to always try to see how close.
Are you talking about the current car?
No. My first car was a bubble at 60.
Oh, shit.
And yes, I had a sports car. So my car went up to 240. So I always thought, it was either 240 or 220. So I always tried to see how close I can get to at least like 150. So most of the time I used to speed on the freeway. I used to get to maybe like 1:30 or something. On this particular day, I was gone. I'm going through cars and stuff like that. Man, it took me a second to realize it was a cop waiting on the freeway. Now, if you ever been on 94 by like 23 mile, they wait in the middle part.
Yeah.
So I didn't see him. And when I tell you, I tried to slow down. When I hit my brake, it was scary. He caught me at 94. Like, not the freeway, but that was the miles per hour. When I tell you, I cried so hard because it became real, but that was the consequences. But I already knew, like, you know, you're not supposed to do this.
Right.
But we all do stuff like that. So, like, when this Amber Alert came out and I heard the story, I was like, I do feel bad for the parents, but I can only imagine how the grandma felt when you doing something, like, you know you're not supposed to do, but it actually becomes real. Somebody takes, you know, somebody took her grandkid.
But see, at this point, it really didn't register as something you're not supposed to do, because literally the way it went down, she does this all the time.
Exactly.
So she's just like, oh, I'm just running to the stove.
But we all know, we all consciously know as adults not to leave a kid in the car, in a running car at that, because kids like to press buttons and move stuff around. What if the kid would have put the car in neutral or something like that? I'm just saying, we all know that.
But I can imagine that the kid would have been in a car seat.
No. I would hope. Probably not. You just running up to the store. The kid ain't in the
car seat. Oh, no. Even if I'm just running to the store, my son is fully strapped.
I'm trying to tell you, that kid is probably.
I'm talking about leg strap, chest strap. He in that thing.
Okay, so
it takes me longer to get him ready to go to the store than it's going to take me to be in the store.
See, I'm not a parent, so I don't know. I just know if I'm running somewhere, hold on to the back.
No, we not doing that. Matter of fact, the one time that I didn't have his car seat is when I was taking his mother from her job to her car.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to get the car seat.
Mm-hmm.
She had to sit in the back seat and like...
Hold him.
Put him in your lap. Put a seatbelt on. Put your arms around him. And don't let him move.
Oh, yeah. That's wild, because it's a roller coaster in the back. You better go ahead. Dang. Slide around. We only going around the corner.
If she'd have been back there by herself, I'd probably hit every pothole on the way. But my son was there, so, you know. Smooth seven.
I could imagine. I mean, maybe the grandma did put her in a car seat. But if you just running up there, I'm pretty sure she didn't strap her in or nothing like that. Like, you just running up there to the store around the corner. So, it's like, it just... I guess it made me feel sad for the grandma, because, like, after you have the consequences of something that, like, naturally you understand that you're not supposed to do, it just hits so different. Like, after I got my ticket, let me tell you something. It didn't
straighten you out, huh?
It straightened me out for a good few months. It didn't stop me from slowing down. I mean, from going fast, but it did slow me down for a few days. Like, I was in shock. Like, I was scared. I was sad. I had to go to court so I didn't get points. Like, it was so much that was going on. But it's like, I wonder how does grandma feel now? I mean, the baby is back. But I'm wondering how, like, that period of not knowing what was going on. The period of, like, getting the consequences.
Oh, shitting bricks. Like, yeah. Your stomach is in knots. You think about everything you could have did different. Because hindsight is 20/20. So immediately, everything you could have did different starts to run through your mind. So I know she was on one, really. But in this situation, you can't really take responsibility for other people's misactions.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't her fault. It's the person who's stealing the car fault. Like, why are you stealing? Understand that, you know, money is tight and all that. But if there's somewhere in the city or in the world, period, that is still... making real money off of stealing cars, then good on you. But I don't think they making that kind of money like that no more, because they're trying to do it a lot more. So, I mean, if your quota has to go up for you to make the same amount of money, you need to do something else, bro. Sell drugs. It's legal now.
I'm about saying that's hit and miss depending on what kind of drugs you sell.
It's legal now.
Some of them.
Go ahead, get you a dispense. Get you a plug. Get it cracking. Like, stop stealing cars, bro.
Well, I'm glad that the baby came back. She's safe. She's back with her family. It just sucks, like, stuff like that when it happens. It seems very scary. And I know I've been in, like, a few situations of things that I know that I shouldn't have done. And the consequences actually happen. Like, me, I also correlate that with, like, being in relationships that you know you shouldn't be in.
Right.
And then when you get heartbroken, it's like... you knew you wasn't supposed to be there, but when the consequences of the heartbreak actually happen, it's like, dang, you know, like, it's, I'm not gonna say it's like world shattering, but it's baffling, I guess. It's like one of those baffling moments where you're sitting there like, dang, like, really?
The reason it's world shattering for a lot of people, or it really hurts people like that, is because we do stuff and don't fully accept the consequences of our actions.
Yeah, we don't care. Like, we just do.
Like, I weigh out the consequences of everything I do. Mm-hmm. So I look so nonchalant about stuff because when it happened, it's like, well, I knew that was a possibility. Mm-hmm. So now what's next? Yeah. And I move on. But that's not a common thing because a lot of people feel like there should be no consequences for the stuff you know there's consequences for.
But like, it's like when you start thinking like that, I forgot what they call those people. Like the people that like think about everything before it actually happens, like the negative.
Overthinkers?
I guess it's overthinkers.
Realists?
I was looking for like a fancy word for it. It's a different word. I can't think about the word, but
I'm going to ask ChatGPT for a fancy word for overthinker.
Oh, my God. I'm so sick of AI.
What?
Oh, my God. Speaking of AI, what did you say that was just released? What?
Oh, Photoshop just integrated AI. Right now, I'm on the fence if it's a beautiful thing or not, but
that's
little tutorial they give you. Why not?
Because you could just take somebody's picture. You could take my face and put it on whatever naked body you want to put it on, and you can sell those images like as if it was me. I'm just saying, I'm not giving nobody no ideas, so, but that's some freaky deaky stuff that they could be doing.
You got any headshots?
I got headshots. And what if somebody used and put it on somebody and then like, ain't
send
no
me five of them.
No, hell no. Hell no. Videos around here, somebody thinking
they see
me.
I split the bag with you.
No, hell no.
And you'd be like, oh, that's fake. That's not me.
I want 95, you get 5%. You gonna make some money now?
No, that's
all right. See, did I? No.
I still got to get creative content. Like I have to have creator fees and all that.
You will get some for every video that's sent out.
Or I could just do it without telling you.
And that's the reason why AI is the devil. That's crazy.
It's taking over.
This is gonna take the place of actors and actresses. They ain't gonna really need them for real.
The one thing I see they're trying to get better with is like the movement of AI. Or facial expressions, because like while it is 95% accurate, if you're watching a video where there's AI talking, you can still tell.
Like, it reminds you of an old school like Japanese movie.
And you be looking at it and you're like, some ain't quite right.
Yeah.
You know it's AI. That's it. Because I seen one with like Morgan Freeman and I'm like,
that ain't him. Sound like him.
It sound like him. Look like him when it's not moving. But it ain't him. And fancy word for overthinking.
Oh, yeah, because I definitely can't think of the word, whatever word it was.
Rumination.
Okay, ruminating. Those ruminating people.
Rumination refers to the act of excessively dwelling on thoughts or problems.
Well, don't be one of those people, but it's like...
I'm a ruminator.
That's not good.
No, it's not good if you can't move forward. Because if you just stuck in one place, just overthinking, thinking, then it's a problem. But like I work every day, 8 to 12 hours. So while at work doing a monotonous process that I'm going to do over and over again throughout the night, I have a lot of free time to run through every play that I have going. Think about the upsides, the downsides, how I can modify it, how I could tweak it, what consequences do I need to be prepared for, what consequences is a possibility, so second stage of preparation, and then what's easy to just flow with.
Or you could be an overthinker like me. And
let's put life on pause. Let's sit down and think about it.
We're going to put everything stop right now, and we're going to think it all through. We're going to think about every option, the alternatives, the outcomes, the circumstances, you know. Oh, we're going to think about it all. And while life is paused, other stuff is going to happen that's going to compound over that overthinking, right?
Right.
And so it's going to get heavy.
You're like, oh, I'm thinking about this. Pause this because now that just happened. Let's think about that. I feel you.
Yeah, no.
I get it.
It's not a way to live. It seems like we did start getting into the news aspect of it. We talked about the AI. What else you say was happening this week?
The AT&T outage. Yeah. Well, a lot of people didn't have any information about it. And for the longest, everybody was saying like, oh, it was AT&T and T-Mobile. Me personally, I didn't see any issues with it. Mm-hmm. Once I started losing signal at work, I found out my job just installed new cameras. And I'm like, wow. So y'all watching the building mm-hmm. while it falls apart because we ain't fixed nothing else. But I digress. So that outage, they say, was due to, a network update.
Threw a damn tree at your job.
They'll see you do that. What they're going to do about it afterwards, just leave the tree there and work around it. But it was a network update that really caused this outage, and they say you should be back up and running now.
Allegedly.
But that's all we got to go on. If you have AT&T, you pay them money for service, so you have to take their word for whatever they say happened to their network.
Right.
And they're not giving you no coins back. Right. It was no plans for coins to come back to you, so just think about it as your phone was on Do Not Disturb while it was out, and it's your fault.
You know what's wild? All these companies that's been having outages, you know that they stop really like, oh, because it's an issue on our fault, what we're going to do for you. They don't even do that no more. They just tell you, you know what? Yeah, it messed up. Well, that's all thing, we got to tell you, you know. They don't do anything like $5.
One thing they
off.
Can't get around is when they have contract changes. Mm. If they add something or remove something from their contract, you know just how if you had an old contract or old agreement or old plan.
Yeah,
if you
like
had an old plan,
they won't
change it.
Right.
And if you try to get any new device, you have to move to this new plan.
Mm-hmm.
But if they make any changes to any plans, you have 30 days to not agree to it and cancel your service. Like, with no penalty, no late fees, anything like that, early terminations, anything like that. Only thing you can't get around is if you bought a phone through them and you're paying the phone through the bill. You have to pay that. But yeah, you don't have to pay any early terminations.
But still, when they have network outages, I feel like as a company, you should at least be like, all right, dog, like $5 off. Even if your bill is like $500, we can give you $5 off because it's our fault. It's all bad. They used to do stuff like that.
They still
now
do.
These days.
You have to call and you have to be on their head and you can't talk to tier one. Tier one, now education of tier one is kneel. So they answer the phone and they hang mm-hmm. up the phone. They don't know what the company can and cannot do. And their job is to keep you on the phone with them and not send you to anybody knowledgeable.
Yeah, but going through tooth and nail, nobody got time for all of that. I mean, some people do
have
time.
How much is your coins
for
worth
it.
To you?
See, and that's the big question.
That is the option that they use.
But a lot of people were saying that the outages with AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile was because of two solar flares that had happened that week. I want to say they said it happened on February the 22nd and February the 21st or something like that, around those couple of days. They're saying it's because of the solar flares. So it was either the 20th. It was something like that because I don't even know what day they said that the phones went out because my phone was working. But that has been debunked.
Yeah, it's only AT&T.
Yeah. So it was a lot that happened. The day after that, it was another balloon that was flying over the United States, another military balloon as well. So it's like a real big coincidence that a lot of this had happened. In a span of 72 hours, everything that was going crazy. And you know what's crazy? My dreams that I've been having has, like, had this type of vibe to it these last couple weeks, which is crazy. I had just said something about, like, the phones and the grids and everything to my friend over the weekend before. And then when it happened, he called me, like, is this it? Is this what you were talking about? And I'm like, well, it looked like it, but this is not like as bad as it was in my dream. But my dreams been going crazy.
But it has been a lot more apocalyptic type events going on, like more earthquakes. Mm-hmm. We had a couple more earthquakes this year or this week. We had a couple more earthquakes. So the world is making changes. Why people are still trying to spy on America. Look, we ain't doing nothing. We ain't doing nothing. We hurting. Insulin is at $98 right now when the rest of the world is below 15. Like,
can I say something to that?
Below 15.
The insulin. I feel like it's a double hit, like a double-edged sword with that. Because a lot of people was using the insulin. Because that's like Mounjaro and what's the other one called? It started with an O that everyone was using to lose weight.
Okay.
Is that the same thing, like no. insulin? Or is this something different?
Insulin is for, like, your diabetes.
That's what the Mujuro and stuff was for.
Were?
Yeah.
And they were using it to lose weight.
A lot of people was using it to lose. So I'm thinking that's the reason why the price. Well, I don't know if that's the reason why the price is so high for it. But I do know that they were having a low stock because a lot of people were not using it for diabetes. They was using it actually to lose weight. So I don't know if that's the same thing as insulin. But
do y'all know, like, taking insulin when you don't need it can kill you?
People don't care. It's about, like, we're, that's what
looking
I'm saying.
Good. It's more important than being alive.
Temporary satisfaction, yes.
Okay.
We're not trying to live long. We're just trying to be here for a good time, not a long time.
But you know, if you like go to the gym, like same effects.
Listen, we're here for a good time, not a long time. So.
Because I heard this report that women with these BBLs mm-hmm. are not checking for guys with.
what?
With little people.
Okay.
So, my thought process on that was, one, don't be unfortunate enough to be one of those guys. But two, you just made up this body. Like, you have stipulations on how this guy was naturally born.
I mean, because they got to get in those big old booty cheeks. The new big booty cheeks.
Well, stop designing stuff that does not work for anybody around you.
It's a fab.
Okay. So, for the 15 people who actually could afford and really want to be around you for a hot 10 minutes, you've went out and spent $20,000 mm-hmm. or so to get the right kind of job done, because you can get it done in five, I heard. Mm-hmm. But you'll go out, get $20,000 worth of work for the same 15 people that's going to share you around the other 14 and then send you home.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be like that sometimes,
I guess. Well, you'll never have a family. Thank you.
I mean, most of them do have family. Most women that's doing this is people that already got kids or
oh, so now they just want to live their best life. Time to move on to the best portion of their life.
Basically.
Choose better.
Yeah. I mean, but it's like at the same time, it's still rewarding for them because they're getting the attention that they want, because that's the reason why they go get it done. And then they feel better about themselves. And I mean, I'm not going to act like men don't
do
be
you?
Tricking. Men be tricking, but, so it's like they
do
get
you really
money
feel
back.
Better about yourself, or do you feel better about like the doctor's
the new
work?
Self. I'm about to say the new self.
It's because it's make no mistake, it's not you. it's the doctor's
self.
Work.
Like, yeah, it is.
I'm proud of Dr. Miami because he was able to reshape and recraft the whole idea of human beauty.
Yeah.
So you know, good big up on him and all of his canvases. I mean, you're just canvases. Like,
do what make you happy. You know what I'm saying? It's your body.
Yeah, like, definitely. Your body, your choice. But, you know, like, Leonardo da Vinci had millions of works and only, in comparison to what he's completed, only a handful of his works is really world-renowned. He is world-renowned for generations.
I mean, everybody that got a BBL is not on the big platforms, but some of the people that got a BBL,
they are known.
The higher streaming women and more,
that's good.
You know, sought-for women.
And so, like, once I started hearing like average, you know, house moms start talking about going to get one, I'm like, you know, maybe this is getting out of control.
It's been getting out of control, but that's a story for a different day. Jesus Christ, this world is going crazy. We got balloons, we got earthquakes, we got power grids going down. And with all that being said, I feel like now is the time for us to talk about survival. All right, right? So this is really starting to give 2020-ish type of vibes because of the presidential election.
Yep.
And shout out to Trump because he just won South Carolina, which I knew he was going
to probably no,
win
no, that. No, damn that. Ain't no shout out to Trump. He just dropped those gym shoes.
Oh, those real? Like, they real?
I'm like, was this an AI report? Or, like, did he really drop gym shoes? And, like, when I was watching the report, I felt so angry watching the report because the guy was like, well, he really gets those people because he dropped these shoes. And, like, they love shoes. So, like, he's really going to get their support from a culturally base.
Listen.
At the same time, during presidential elections, a lot of things does start to happen. So, check your mail. You may actually be getting some forgiveness for your tuition, because the last 4 years that Biden was in there, this didn't happen. But then another $1.2 billion was forgiven. Well, miraculously at election year.
I would say, yeah, this year it's going to happen. He's going to do his best. That everything that he said that he was going to do for the last 4 years, he's going to try to fit it in this year and turn things around. And I'm sorry, if I got to pick between the devils, I'm going to go with Trump. Okay, I'm not doing Biden no more. I don't like what they've been doing. I hate the fact that this whole thing with the immigrants and how they spending this money and how they, I know it's just not him. I know he's the puppet because he can't think of himself. He can't even really talk.
Can't really make decisions.
I'm not going with the Democrats on this one. They out of control.
Well, Republicans are equally out of control.
They are, but you got to pick between the devils. You got to pick the two.
I'm going to go ahead and just opt out. I'm opting out this year.
I'm about to say, at this point, it really doesn't matter.
If I didn't pick, if I didn't pick, I don't have any complaints.
Well,
like, do what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. One, you're going to do what you're going to do anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, falling for somebody's promises and all that. I mean, I've been a young boy before.
Right.
And I've made some promises that was very elegant to getting someone with me.
Mm-hmm.
And you find out that that's not going to happen.
Listen, as long as I can get Biden out the office, that is all that matters. Because that man stay in office, he's not going to make it another 4 years. What's going to happen is Camilla is going to take over. Huh?
What has he done?
I mean, he's...
She's still alive?
Who, Camilla? Yeah.
Sheesh.
She really the one that's probably making these decisions, allegedly. Is she? Allegedly, for entertainment purposes, we're going to say that she possibly could.
The only thing in the last 4 years that I've heard about her was this hip hop convention at her house.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing.
Look lit, though.
And people dropping immigrants off at her front porch. Like, this is the only thing I've heard about her. Like, has she? And definitely inbox me if I'm wrong. But has she done anything for anyone, anywhere, since she's been in office?
Well, she's been talking about helping women, black and brown women, when it comes to hospital and giving birth because of the mortality rate.
Mm-hmm.
She did make some steps to talk about that with a few OBGYNs, so I did see that.
She
I
made
don't
some
know.
Steps to talk about. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I don't
let
know
me
if
rephrase.
She actually made any actionable
Has she
steps.
Done anything outside of the speech?
That's what I was going to say. Actually, the action behind it, I don't think that she has actually done that, but at the same time, I don't know the steps. But maybe, you know, she's just doing the initiative part, you know, getting it started for the, you know, next people that's going to come in. Take over, hopefully.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully.
And this is how not to get reelected.
Yeah.
If you set up the framework for whoever takes over behind you to do it, then we really didn't need you to do it. Think about, like, the Obamacare bill. We are almost, 10-12 years removed from when it was created? And they are still actively working to break it down. But it was so well written that it is a masterpiece, because you can't actually break it down without destroying yourself in the process. So that was a body of work completed. After that, Trump had a wall. He got his wall.
Yeah, they didn't finish it, though. Speaking of, that
but he
wall
got his
need
wall.
To be finished for
a it, it definitely need to, because like now we're using too much resources. We're on the verge of civil war because, like, Texas and the government is not agreeing on what to do about this border. And it's becoming a real big problem.
But it's like, what is there? It's common sense, people. Like, what is there not to agree? We don't even have room for the people we got here. We have so many homeless people of our own that's out here. But you know what? We get distracted.
And that definitely leads to why it's time for a survival kit.
Yeah.
Because, like, with the people who's supposed to care about you not caring about you, you have to be able to think about tomorrow.
Yep.
And you did just send me that kit on Amazon. Ultimate survival kit. Definitely everything you need in there. I'm gonna get mine before, you know, you really put it out there, because immediately once people start jumping on it, it is going to jump from $34 to well over $200, because the stuff that's in it is definitely well over a $200 value. So let me go ahead and order mine now.
What was the name of the do you have it on your computer so you can give it to the people?
The name of the survival kit was Babow. We jump around.
Oh, I think I found it. It's called the A, B as in boy, P as in Peter, I as in India, R as in Romeo,
170 piece survival kit. Yes. It has a survival first aid. It comes with a hiking and camping pack. It has basic survival tools, shovels, knives, lanterns, as well as, is there an outdoor stove with that?
Nope, it's not an outdoor stove.
I already have that in my trunk, so it's cool. But it's a miniature axe or miniature hatchet with everything else. It even has a spork.
Yep.
It has a spork with a knife at the end. So, like, if you got to
get
them up off you, you can go ahead and then get back to eating your noodles.
Yep, and a lantern. It has a few things in there. I think that is really good. Like right now, I think it's really good to make sure that you're preparing for everything. I don't know if y'all be watching movies or not, but a few months ago, the Obamas released a movie called Leave the World Behind. And the first thing that happened in that movie, which is a coincidence, is the phones went out. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say it is the same thing of what happened with AT&T and with Verizon and T-Mobile the other day. But before that happened, Elon Musk has sent a tweet out and said this is a test randomly. And then the next day this went down. So what I'm saying is y'all need to prepare for anything. Go back and watch that movie of how it all played out. You want to make sure you have water. Cases of water stocked up. At least have maybe 3 to 6 months worth of water stocked up in your house. Because who knows if you're going to be able to get clean water. And honestly right now, if you're using faucet water, that's not even clean water.
Well, if you live in Michigan, the best thing you can do is learn how to purify your own water.
Yeah.
If you learn the old seven-layer trick where rock, sand, charcoal, and some more things, where you can actually purify your water because it is what our purification centers actually use now. If you use that, you are in a perfect place for it because we are in one of the few places since 1% of the earth's water is fresh water, we are in one of the few places that's surrounded by fresh water. So just learning how to purify your water could tremendously extend your life here in Michigan. As well as those drops, or those are pills, right?
Yep, little tablets. Each container holds about 50 little tablets. And I'll try to put a picture of it. But basically, this is what is used to, like, clean your water. So what you would do is maybe go get a bucket of water from, like, we have a little pond in the front. So we would probably use our pond. But, okay, I'm not in there. There we go. But basically, you put this in there. You leave it in the water for about a half an hour. And it purifies your water so that you can at least have some drinking water. Super important. Next thing that you want to make sure you get is lots of batteries and flashlights. Solar powered things could help as well. If you got solar powered, it's more expensive if you do it that way. Not too much expensive, but having like solar powered battery packs. But definitely having batteries and flashlights so you'll have light if the electricity goes out.
You definitely want to, even if you have like those solar line lamps, if you have any kind, if you are mechanically inclined, you definitely want to look at other ways to generate your own power because we are a power dependent society. So being able to generate your own power would be beneficial, but we do want to keep and continue to work and take care of those. The best resource that you can stockpile is people around you, because there is definitely safety in numbers, and not saying that the world is going to end, but you know, if it does, be prepared.
Yes. And then make sure you also have, stock up on food. You can get emergency food containers that is good, have a good 5 to 10 year shelf life. You can just store it up. And then me, I like to be proactive and I like to get seeds that I can plant my own seeds to get my own vegetables like cucumbers, peppers, watermelon, those type of things so that I can grow my own vegetables if need be. Get different canned foods, you know, because canned foods is like really good for storage. Different things that don't take too much to cook, but you want to at least have about maybe about 6 months worth of food available and make sure you have enough for the people that actually live in your household. So you will go double, so you get 6 months for yourself and 6 months for the next person. If you get those big tubs that's right now at Costco, Sam Club, I think they're also on Amazon because I bought one on there, you can get like a tub of stuff for like $50-$60 and it's like 180-200 servings, and it lasts you for about, I think it's like maybe 6 months of food or something like that for like 2 or 3 people. So it's something to check out that you really want to have.
Definitely, definitely a good thing. And if you go the seed route, you want to start growing a garden now. You don't want to wait till stuff hits the fan for you to start growing a garden. Find out that your dirt need extra stuff, or you need to be rotating to a different type of crop to put different nutrients back in your dirt. So those are things that you can find peace or relaxation doing now, as well as cover you for the future. But I really feel like in this whole process, since we don't know what the government really wants to do, because it looks like they're going to tax us into the dirt or work us to the bone until there is no more country. Just be prepared. Be safe out there.
I really feel like they're going to be scared. They're going to try to scare us. They're going to scare us into it. So they got to do something that's extreme. And what's more extreme than taking away the power grid and saying that someone has allegedly attacked us and, you know, putting the scare, you got to, you know, scare people straight sometimes. So honestly, I really feel like, you know, getting all these things, making sure you also get a walkie-talkie. Get one of those walkie-talkies that you can get. I seen one that you can be as far as 38 miles from a person and it'll still work. It's connected to the satellite, and I think it's battery powered by like AA batteries. So make sure you get a lot of batteries. Right now, they're on Amazon for like, I think, $90, maybe $100, somewhere around there. But it's really good to have in your survival kit. Another thing that we have, I have like little lights that I just like, they're like sensor lights, but I got them all over like around my house. So when the power goes out, you know, it could be lit up still if we walk past it. But one thing that's really important to have is have weapons. Be able to protect yourself any means necessary.
Don't be defenseless and prepared. Yeah, because
they're going to steal your stuff.
You will be unalived.
Yeah, yeah. It's gonna get hacked. Based on a lot of the dreams that I've been having, it just seemed like a lot of chaos. I didn't see a lot of killings, but I did see a lot of people really getting, like, just kind of, not dropping dead, but, like, they were just getting sick. Like, really, really sick. There was no police. There was no ambulance. There were no working cars. So if you wasn't in shape, like in my dream, I saw myself running for miles, trying to get home because I'm so far from home and then having to take breaks. And like, that's why I be in the gym now, like making sure that I can learn how to run for at least 20 minutes straight or run. Like I'm trying to prepare myself for anything, but it's good to make sure that you stock up on medicine. Mm-hmm. Create your own medicine. Like I have honey that has garlic and it has onions in it, and I'm fermenting it right now.
Oh yeah, that stuff you showed last week.
Yep. And then I created a new honey today that has cayenne.
That's fire.
It has black pepper. It has turmeric, ginger, cinnamon. It has all that in there. So you could just take a spoonful every day to make sure that you're warming up everything inside, just to kind of keep yourself healthy a little bit.
That one was definitely fire. But you know, with all this said, we know that over the years and for the last few centuries, our government has participated in scare tactics to get us to do what we want. And this time around, I don't think it's as effective as it could be, because we have social media.
Yeah.
So it's like, by the time you try to scare somebody, like, oh, they're doing this over there, and then you looking at them on social media like, no, we're not. You have to be conscious that it's going to have to get more extreme to get everybody to do the desired things. Yep. Or they just gonna show up at your house and start kicking you out.
Yep. Which either way, they do have a law. We could talk about that next week. They do have a law that they set in place like 2 years ago where now they can do these new quarantine, kind of like a quarantine cap, that if somebody reports you as sick, they can take you out your home or take people out of your home. Look at the law for New York. We can go into that next week. Y'all, we're going to wrap up the show. Just make sure that you protect yourself, your shelf. Protect yourself and your shelf, because you don't know. People are going to start taking resources.
Protect your peace.
No, for real. And then also watch the stock market, because stock market has been going up and down, and it's almost time to buy low. It's almost time to buy low.
Almost time,
so
my baby.
So make sure you watch that. That's it for me.
And then stay dangerous out there, people. Like, being a thinker makes you dangerous. Stay dangerous.
Rock and roll, people.
Peace.
It didn't do the thing that I wanted
to
do.
Every week.
Every week.
Every week you try to end it off with some kind of gesture, and it just ain't rocking with you.
Come on. Oh, wow. No, it's. Oh, I did the heart thing for you. Can you do the rock and roll thing to see if it do a feel like this? Rock and roll. Two of them, though. You had to do two.
Nope, it only focuses on one. Nope.
All right. I'm out this thing.